Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome for this very, very important announcement that will impact positively tens of thousands of employees in the city of St. Louis, and that's something we should all be very, very proud of. You know, I remember standing here with many of you, many of those who were up here with me, but also many of you in the audience on June the 4th earlier this year, and I made the statement that, make no mistake about it, the minimum wage is going to go up in the city of St. Louis. And in fact, based upon the great leadership from a number of people that are here, my staff, of course, we got it done. So I just want to thank everybody here for their involvement, for their support, for their, for sticking to a very, very important issue for the city. You know, St. Louis began its journey to raising the minimum wage with simple convictions. First, hard work should be rewarded. Mothers and fathers who put in an honest day's work and play by the rules should be able to make ends meet for them and their families. $7.60 an hour, that's less than $16,000 a year for somebody working full time. That isn't good enough for a nation that prides itself on being the land of opportunity. Ideally, the federal government and the state government would have addressed this issue by now, but they haven't, so we were forced to do so, and we were happy to do so. All right. I hope that those who have been concerned about us doing this on our own will strongly support a statewide increase in the minimum wage. I know that I will. I'm going to mention that a little later as well. I'm very proud that St. Louis is again leading our region on efforts to improve the lives of thousands of residents in our community. Earlier this year, we began a discussion by asking how high the minimum wage should be and over what period of time that increase should happen. Today, I'm thrilled that the Board of Aldermen resumed its meeting and had an important discussion to pass legislation that will phase in raising the minimum wage for thousands, tens of thousands of St. Louis workers ultimately. Beginning on October 15th, the minimum wage throughout the city will be $8.25 an hour, the same as our neighbors in Illinois. The minimum wage will raise then by another 75 cents to $9 an hour on January 1st of 2016, then $10 an hour on January 1st of 2017, and then $11 on January 1st of 2018. This new law gives the workers of St. Louis a long overdue raise and brings the American dream closer and within reach for thousands, ten thousands of families in our area. I'd like to thank Alderman Shane Cohn for sponsoring the legislation and for his great leadership in moving through under high debate and a lot of attention, you know, moving this through the Board of Aldermen. I know that wasn't easy. I also want to thank Missouri Jobs and With Justice for helping every city and county in our state recognizing the realities of low wages on workers. And of course, President Lewis Reed for calling back the Board of Aldermen and, resuming the meeting so that this important discussion could take place. Certainly want to also thank all the aldermen, some of whom are here, Chris Carter, Kara Spencer, Megan Green, Christine Ingracia, and Alderman Boyd as well. I know there's others who supported this, not only by voting, but also encouraging their colleagues to vote for it as well. It did take a lot of teamwork. It took a lot of discussion, but I think we're at a very good place. We hope our efforts, along with those of Kansas City, serve as an inspiration to the entire state of Missouri. We are one of the few cities around the country with a local minimum wage ordinance, and we know that the nation will be looking at us as the United States considers raising the federal minimum wage around the country. I'm very happy with the progress that we've made today, but there's always more to do. Raising the minimum wage is just a part of the answer to a bigger question we are dealing with. How can we, as a society, come together to reduce inequality, expand opportunity, and ensure that a child's future isn't directed by the zip code where he or she happened to grow up. We believe that this new legislation will help a lot of people. 27% of St. Louis workers right now earn less than $11 an hour. And contrary to some beliefs, these aren't teenagers in their first job. 91% of our workers earning less than $11 is over 20. 38% of all working single mothers make less than $11 an hour. And by 2018, we will have raised wages for more than 50,000 workers. It's about time. While I believe that this law will have a stimulative effect on our economy, and more than 600 economists, including 7 Nobel laureates, agree, we will not be operating on faith alone. Again, thanks to the leadership of Shane Cohn and the Alderman as well. We will hire economists of the highest caliber on an annual basis to conduct a study to determine the economic impact of this new policy, and we will keep a close eye on job growth. There is dignity and value in having a job. It is not only measured by the hours you put in, but the services you render. And of course, the services that are provided should be rewarded with a livable wage. Dignity is achieved when that single mother has enough money in her pocket to pay for the basic necessities so that she gets home to her children at a decent hour and helps them with their homework. Dignity is when a family has some money left over to put to the side so that they can grow some equity for a child's future college education or an emergency medical need. And this increase to our city's minimum wage will help provide that dignity. Finally, I'd like to announce that Kansas City Mayor Sly James and I have agreed to work together in Jefferson City to push for a statewide minimum wage. So again, to those who were very, very concerned about this from whatever standpoint and for whatever reason, this is all going to be good. This is a good thing for the city of St. Louis, but most importantly, it's good. It's very good for families and low-wage workers as well. So thank you all for your help and support, and I'll have Shane say a few words.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to thank everyone who's here today for your support over the many months that we've been deliberating on this piece of legislation. It certainly has not been an easy process. We've had a couple of hurdles thrown in the way, either by colleagues or special industry groups that are out there. But we've held strong. You know, the voice of the people has been heard today, and it has resounded through the halls of City Hall, and it has escalated to a vote by the Board of Aldermen, where we have now passed minimum wage in the city of St. Louis. It is the first step forward for our city to make progress on economic justice for workers in our hometown. And I firmly believe that my colleagues down at the board who voted for this are representing the values of the citizens of the city of St. Louis and the workers that make this city work. You know, we have a moral and economic imperative to make sure that people are able to support themselves. When we live in a consumer-driven economy where 70% of our GDP is based off of consumer spending, we need to make sure that money is in the pockets of those who spend it. So what we are doing here today is allowing for growth in our economy by giving people the ability to spend and, you know, save as well. You know, we are at the lowest records of saving in our nation's history. Families are not able to provide for themselves for basic essentials, food, shelter, transportation. They are not able to take care of themselves on $7.65. $7.65 is not enough to survive. I feel like a broken record saying that over and over and over, but it's true. It's less than $16,000 a year. I cannot imagine living on less than $16,000 a year. I can't imagine supporting a family on less than $16,000 a year. And to expect people to pick themselves up by the bootstraps every single day and go to work and not be able to provide basic services for themselves is absolutely absolutely without dignity, and it's uncalled for. We need to support the workers of this city, and the Board of Aldermen today stood up for the workers of the city of St. Louis and made a big, meaningful impact for them. I'm proud of all of my colleagues for making that stand. I would absolutely be remiss if I didn't thank Megan Green in particular, Christine Ingracia, Terry Kennedy, who is the chair of the Legislative Black Caucus, and also, you know, Kara Spencer, Chris Carter, Jeffrey Boyd, those who voted with us today. It sends a message to our constituency that we are not bought and paid for, that we are listening to the voices of the people we represent, and that we are doing as much as we can to work in their better interest. And I want to thank everyone again for the tremendous amount of support that we've seen. It means a lot to all of us. I know that, having spent many, many hours in the trenches with them at this point in time. And so, once again, thank you so much, and look forward to continuing the journey going forward.
All right. We're going to sign. I'm going to sign. Got to sign the bill.